prophet smile. Let the bugles play the sermon on the rain. And we're live. It's, you can say, oh no, I've done a chaos intro. Well, guess what, people? my special guest today doesn't know really that I always do really chaotic things on this radio show.
You probably do because you know me, but okay,
just say some words so we can test out if it's working.
Yeah, it's, I can hear me in the headphones.
Okay, then I think we're on, people. This is very exciting. Yep, we're on. Well, hello, everyone. It is 9:01 on this beautiful Monday, 9 p.m., 9:01, really. Monday, December 18th. What a day to be. And you're listening to...
WMFO.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
This is Branch, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So hopefully the FCC doesn't fine us now.
Yeah, I think we've done it right. I'd say so. We have one more chance to get it right. Really, we could do it as much as we want, but...
Really just remind people what channel they're listening to.
We've done it at once at least perfectly, I'd say. So we're really off to a great start. This is Ella, and my special guest today is...
Branch. And I'm so excited to be here. This is my first time with Ella on her show.
Woohoo! Just one of my best friends, a friend for life. From college and now beyond. We're now beyond. Yes. But we're still here in the radio station.
Living it up.
Branch is here from...
All the way from Baltimore, from D.C.
All the way from Baltimore, from D.C. Outskirts of Baltimore.
From both. From DC. Both areas. All the areas.
And now came all the way to this area. And we are going out to all the areas. We're going out. You can click the link. You can go to WMFO.org and join us on this beautiful day where we will be doing monitoring the DJ chat, which is a very fun place to be. We have lots of fun bits coming up, segments coming up, songs coming up. So you're really going to want to be on that. Or you could give us a call at Branch. Would you like to read the phone number?
I would love to read the phone number. It is 855-915-WMFO. Or that's 855-915-9636.
Beautifully read.
Thank you.
There's lots of ways to contact us. We are really going to be rocking over here, so it'll be fun to contact us. You should.
It's going to be a great time.
Get ready for it. We're going to hop right into the music, because then we're going to hop right into other fun things. So,
Ella, what's up first? What do we have first for the fans?
For all the fans out there listening, you'll be really happy to hear that we're doing some Ella Fitzgerald first, which we often do.
Yeah.
Even Branch knows. He's a listener. But so up first, we got from Ella's Wishes You a Swinging Christmas. It's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Don't cry.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Daddy's watching.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums and Ruby Doot Toots and Crummy Dum Tum.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at that crazy red suit.
Curly head claws and cuddle and coo and elephant guns and kitty cars too.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Ride, ride, red ride. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows make. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa
is coming to town.
Santa,
get rid of that frown, cause Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm telling you why.
It's in the bag.
We're live. Branch, we're live. Hello. Hello, world. This is LM Branch back at it. It's a holiday special.
It is. We've got all these holiday tunes, some classics, some Ella classics, and
yeah,
some new ones.
Branch doesn't sanction all of them, and I don't sanction all of Branch's, so that means it's going to be a perfect balance.
So neither of us are going to be happy.
No, we're both really going to
be super. We're both
super
really excited.
Yeah, the spirits are high, and we hope that you are being filled with high spirits as well. This, again, is What a Wonderful World, the radio show that I host. Hello, it's Ella. And today we have one of the very most special of guests.
Branch, here with Ella.
It's Branch, everyone.
I'm distracted because I'm just looking through all these different great PSAs to figure out which one I'm going to read. Because I'm so excited.
Yeah, the PSAs are truly one of the best bits of the whole entire radio show. So really, you should all be looking forward to that. It's going to be a joy. We may have a PSA marathon. Who knows? The last 30 minutes might be just PSAs. Yeah.
A PSA off.
A PSA off. I'd win, Branch. I'm so sorry about it.
You have more experience.
Yeah, I do just love them so much. I could probably do the dried fruit one from heart, but I don't know if we should test that today. That's another special. This is the holiday special.
Yeah. We're focused on the holidays.
We are. We have some great comments coming in from the WMFO DJ chat. That is at WMFO.org. And then there's a little button that says DJ chat, and that's where you should be.
And sorry, Ella, what's your name as the DJ?
Well, usually the really cool peeps can log in and then they can be just WMFO DJ, but I don't know the login password at all. So right now we are the user Jolly Humanoid.
Oh great. Well, Jolly, that's like a holiday theme, so.
Yeah, the world was looking out for us there.
Couldn't you just make your own account?
Yeah, but I don't want to be, I mean, that's a pretty good idea. But then people, maybe it will save the password and then people could log in as me. And then who knows what these people will say.
Identity theft is a problem. Is there a PSA in here about identity theft?
Almost certainly. There's a PSA about everything. So, yeah, you should find it while we do this next song. But then you should all come back because Branch and I may be doing our bit or two. We have some plans in the works, so get excited for that. But until then, oh my gosh, this whole time I was supposed to be queuing up the songs that you like that I don't have on my computer. And I just didn't whole time.
We can do one of yours.
That's true.
We'll come back. We'll
okay.
circle back.
We'll come back. We'll be circling back. We just have to talk for 10 more seconds while this ad happens on
what?
YouTube.
Oh.
So this is us.
What's the ad for? Well, I don't want to promote. Give me an industry. What industry?
This is a makeup industry.
Makeup.
Yeah, it's a classic.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, but holiday makeup, so fits with our holiday theme.
It's exciting.
But we will not be giving them free advertising. Instead, no. We will be. First, we're gonna play. We're doing two silly songs. Oh my gosh, we have a lot of silly songs actually, but we have two songs I'd love to show to Branch that I don't think he's heard before. And
this is exciting.
I'm trying to do two things at once, which I shouldn't try because it's not working well.
I can entertain the crowd.
Okay, yeah. Are you entertaining them?
I could read a PSA right now.
Oh, you should.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have multiple PSAs, so you should read a PSA.
All right. So while Ella is getting the next song queued up, for those who don't know, WMFO is Freeform Radio, so we get to read PSAs.
Woohoo! Yeah, we
do. At least one an hour.
Woo.
So this one is going to be a PSA about bears. Okay. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, A carefree camping trip can turn deadly.
Wow.
You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container or your car's trunk or high in a tree. It's high in a tree.
Yeah, bears can't climb. They're known for that.
But how are you storing your granola bars high in a tree?
You just tie them up in a little container and you throw it in the tree.
Anyway, learn more at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. That very easy to remember link. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears and you.
Yay! Yeah, we do. Bears forever.
We're getting some comments that bears actually can climb trees.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know, listen, if your bear is climbing a tree to get your toothpaste, I think at that point you just have to let it.
Yeah. The bears outwon you.
Yeah.
They've outsmarted you. This is really just a warning to not go into the forest, but...
There is a comment also here that this will not work against cocaine bear, so...
Wow! I guess that's thoughtful. The peeps are with the times. They're pop culture.
If you're with cocaine bear, then I think you're kind of done for at that point.
Yeah.
I'd say it.
You'll go out with quite the story, though, so it's exciting.
That's true. That is true. All right, Ella, do you have our next song ready to go?
I do have our next song. It's one I'm really excited to show to all the viewers and Branch. It's two funny songs. We're starting off with Stephen Colbert. It is an absolute classic. It's called Another Christmas Song.
Woohoo.
Ho! It's another Christmas song. Whoa! Get ready, brother, for another Christmas song. They play for a month ad infinitum. One day it struck me, someone must write them. So, it's another Christmas song. Santa Claus singing on naughty snow. Reindeer ringing in the mistletoe. The manger's on fire, the holly's aglow. Hear the baby Jesus crying, ho, ho, ho. Hey, it's another Christmas song. Yay! Another oft-returning, royalty-earning Christmas song. I've got plenty more, so go buy a modem. Log on to iTunes and pay to download them. Pay for another Christmas song! Chestnuts glisten on a silent night. Sleigh bells kissing by candlelight. The tree is frozen, the winter's bright. Who'd have thunk the wise man looked so white? You! Don't you wanna sing along? To my humble Yuletide, dreamed up poolside Christmas song. Make it a part of your holiday canon. Make it the heart of my retirement planning. Do sing another Christmas song. Beat it into them, fellas. Watch my feet fly. But wait, who's this? Young one starving on a dead-end street. Taped up tabloids on their frostbit feet. Hear what they carol as they huddle for heat.
Please help the Colbert children eat.
Whoa! Just another Christmas song. No! This is like no other Christmas mother-loving song. Public to whom I'm so proud to have pandered. Please save my family and make this a standard. Go join the ever-growing throng who are singing and swinging while my kids are clinging to the hope my register's ching, ching, ching. And from the cash I'm bringing from another Christmas song.
Copyright Stephen Colbert.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No,
get Boxing out. Day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's...
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
More. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, the true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of 3 French toast,
and a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Of course. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day, everybody. Happy New Year. Left out?
What?
Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day.
The
I wanted donuts.
Over.
But I wanted...
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me a dozen donuts.
Go on to the
you
stores
have gone down
get some
to,
presents.
Like a good donut shop where if you buy a dozen, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Next Christmas, get me a chainsaw.
Steak.
That song is a beauty. It moved me.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.
What?
And we are back in action. You're listening to What a Wonderful World. This is Ella and...
Branch.
Ella and Branch. And you just heard... The 12 Days of Christmas, but chaos version. One of my favorites, that was Bob and Doug McKenzie. And right before that was another Christmas song, Stephen Colbert giving us a jazzy, crazy, epic new holiday standard. And I didn't even say before that we also did, oh no, we introduced Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah, you also heard some Ella Fitzgerald today. So, and it may not be the last Ella Fitzgerald you hear.
Wow.
Because there could be some coming up, perhaps even in this next block. So it's a very exciting block to be a part of. We're happy you're here. Branch, how do you feel being here?
I am so excited. I'm so happy to be here. I feel like I was saying to Ella when I walked in, they've got these like mics. I feel like I'm on like a big famous like podcast that you see on like TikTok or something.
This is a big famous podcast. It's What a Wonderful World with Ella on WMFO.
Freeform Radio in Medford.
In Medford, going out to Boston, the surrounding areas, and anywhere that has the ability to clink a link on the internet. So really everywhere. It's very exciting. And that's not the only excitement we have for you, because this next block is going to be requests from some of our favorite people, including
my dad.
Woohoo!
With Winter Wonderland.
Yay! And also a shout out to Grandma Mead listening in now, who requested a version of Silent Night, and then I just got to pick. So two very exciting requests. So shout out to Grandma Mead and Branch's dad. Hi, Branch's dad. Hope you're rocking it. Hope to see you soon in DC. And we just saw Grandma Mead. So really, yeah, we're doing great with seeing epic peeps.
Tour of the families.
That's what the holiday season is all about, seeing spectacular peeps.
All right. Should we kick off the request block?
I think we're about to click. There's another ad, Branch. This is cramping our style. Okay, we're doing it good now. We got this. Okay, we got two requests. Okay. The internet might be gone. Oh, no.
Did your internet go out?
Something is wrong. I have this little dead file guy, Branch. Branch is a tech wizard, if not everyone knows. And so right now, if you saw a picture of us.
Okay, for context, I just refreshed the page and it worked. So,
but it was extremely scary to think that I could have just lost the epic request that the spectacular listeners had pulled up. But good job, Tech Wizard.
Okay, so we've got Silent Night and Winter Wonderland.
Woohoo!
Up.
Here we go. Starting off with some Silent Night and, as promised, a little more Ella Fitzgerald. It's Ella Fitzgerald's Silent Night.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you're off. Oh, but you should go on.
Okay. Oh, you were on. Oh, you're smart. And I, well, yeah, nothing worked, I don't think. Oh, or is it, can you hear it in the headphones? No.
Can you play it from that computer?
Something's going wrong. I can, probably. Wow. Well, Branch, we've reached the point in the episode that always happens. That is the chaos portion, where something goes wrong and I don't exactly know how to fix it.
Is your computer playing sound?
Probably. Let's see. Okay, we're gonna start not with Ella Fitzgerald, and we're gonna see if this works to play another highly requested song by the amazing people in this audience. It's gonna be Winter Wonderland by the great Bing Crosby. Let's see if it works, or else Branch and I will try to come up with a stand-up routine, but we'll see. Let's hope it works.
I really hope it works for our listeners' sake.
Winter Wonderland. Okay, now it's just Ella. I don't know what's happening. Something chaotic has happened. Branch is trying to just do some sound editing, I'd say, on my computer. While I fill the time, which is a thing I do often on my radio show. Wow. Well, something chaos is just happening. Oh, I know what's wrong. Everyone, it's about amazing things are about to happen, I think, because we're about to get it. We did a rookie mistake. We're not even going to waste the breath to explain. We've wasted too much time. We're just going to play Bing right now. It's Bing. Branch can't believe what show he joined. We're just going to hit it. Thank you to our listeners for these requests. Winter Wonderland.
So sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the lane.
Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
On the wing is the bluebird.
Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. Yes, until the other kiddies knock him down. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter
face. Where It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man!
Hey, man!
You guys know what time of year it is? What time?
What?
Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah? Clarence, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good? Or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With Branch and Ella here on WMFO. So we had Silent Night for Grandma Mead.
Yeah, Grandma Mead, we love you.
We had Winter Wonderland for my dad.
Yeah, more
and
love.
And we had Santa Claus Coming to Town for my mom. So we've just got the whole family
covered. More love.
Wow. So that's fun. So what we wanted to do now was a fun segment on holiday traditions.
Yes, we did.
So, Ella, what are some of your favorite holiday traditions? Do you have any fun ones?
Wow, Branch, I'm so glad you asked. This is So many fun holiday traditions. The Fassino family really just rocks and rolls on the holiday season. And we do lots of fun things, including my mom has this advent calendar. That's all like a felt advent calendar. And ooh, it's epic. And it,
that's fun.
And then we do a hunt every day. But not right now because I'm not at home. But we grew up every day you do a hunt and then there's a clue and then the hunts got more and more extravagant because we'd and us as kids really got all excited about these extravagant hunts. So then sometimes they'd just be clues and they'd buy all these post-it notes leading us in all these different directions, and then sometimes they'd do crazy things like dad would record things on all the different electronics in the house and they'd all point to each other and you'd have to go to play a different audio soundtrack on our iTunes or look in a different book.
Wow.
So we really went all out, and then we'd get lots of funny little things. And the last day you get pajamas, and then you wear those pajamas to sleep. So on Christmas morning, we wake up in our pajamas.
Were they matching pajamas?
No. We went unique all the way. I mean, I would love to be a matching family. I'd love to put that idea into the Fassino family hearts. But no. And then we have scones when we wake up on Christmas morning.
Ooh, scones.
In our pajamas. So really just very happy times. What about you, Branch? What are your holiday traditions?
I feel like anything I follow that up with is going to sound really lame.
No, I love all your holiday traditions.
I think this is a message to my parents that when are you doing our scavenger hunt? Our highly coordinated, really in-depth scavenger hunt.
We got a little more tired. I do want to... Sometimes it's a little more thrown together. The holidays are chaos, so... These were high lines to meet. The memory and the magic is what really brings you over the top.
We celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas, so that's always really fun. Definitely waking up Christmas morning is probably one of my favorite. It's a classic holiday tradition, but I really like it. And we normally find some time to bake some chocolate chip cookies. My dad works for my high school, so he has a winter break just like I used to, and my brother does. So having the three of us home for winter break, we could usually make cookies and do some other fun holiday. Last year I made a gingerbread Target store with my mom.
Branch and Target, they go together. Like,
I used to work at Target, like... for the listeners who don't know me.
it's a core personality.
It really is. At this
trait.
Point.
I think of Target, I think of Branch. I think of Branch, I think of Target.
One of my really just all-time favorite holiday traditions is with Ella and James getting to listen to, I think, probably one of the greatest, I think, Christmas recordings, songs ever recorded.
I would say so. Highly agree.
If you've listened to Ella's show at any point before, you've probably heard this song. It is the National Christmas Tree Lighting.
Yeah, set the scene for us, Branch.
Yeah, so this is the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in 1996, I believe.
I'm pretty sure.
The president is at the White House, I believe.
Yeah.
Or the Lincoln Center. Somewhere in D.C., and the president's at this. Patti LaBelle is asked to perform This Christmas.
We love Patti.
And she just puts on, I think, an amazing performance of This Christmas. Truly just excellent at every turn.
So
listening to this, and when I see this come on my social media feeds, that's when I really know it's the holiday season. Mm-hmm. When I hear Patti singing This Christmas. So live at the 1996 National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony with the President of the United States in attendance, which I think makes it even better.
I feel like it's just the ultimate chaos and the ultimate fun, which is truly in the holiday spirit, a time of fun and chaos and roller coasterness. And also, when I think of Branch and James, just some of the best friends in the world, and especially through college, our times and now are full of fun and chaos. So this is really the song to encapsulate that, I'd say.
Yeah. So I'd say without further ado, Patti LaBelle, live from the Christmas tree lighting ceremony 1996, This Christmas. Continued technical difficulties. We are working on getting Patti LaBelle's epic performance of This Christmas.
I'm literally so confused. For listeners, this does not usually happen. We have some chaos, but not this much. Well, that's debatable. Okay. This is going to be the time. Ready, people? And action. Oh, my God.
There is no action.
Something really weird is happening. We're switching aux chords because I would like to believe I'm not the problem here, because I just, my the PSA binder's the problem now.
No, Ella is the problem.
Okay.
This
sets it up well.
Yes, I actually, this little intro actually, I think, could not set up this performance any better. Because I like, you know, where's Patti at? Like, I think this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, where's Patti at?
I think this perfectly sets up Patti LaBelle, hopefully, this Christmas... Live from the 1996.
Here we go.
Shake your hand, pull the Bible.
We're back. Yay.
Yay.
That was Patti LaBelle's amazing performance. Woo-hoo! Live from the 1996 presidential Christmas tree lighting where the president, Bill Clinton, was in attendance. followed by Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree, one of my favorite Christmas songs, actually.
That's what you get when you get the holiday Branch and Ella special of What a Wonderful World, this rock and radio show on WMFO.
You get music from this millennium.
You usually don't get that over here. So Branch is really bringing some pizzazz too.
I try. Even Patty isn't this millennium.
That's true. Yeah. Because so many of the best things happened in not this millennium. So.
Well, okay.
No, great things are happening all the time. Also, chaos things are always happening. So. Which brings us actually
to our next chaotic segment. We've got Ella and I want to do our ins and outs for 2024. What we think is what we want to see in 2024, what we want to see stop in 2024. And just for context for everyone listening, we have not prepared a list of things. This will just be off the top of our heads, ins and outs.
That's what we do over here.
2024. Ella, do you have one you'd like to start us off with? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Wow, Branch. Well, I have...
Throw you under the bus.
Yeah, five, probably my whole life of practice, but definitely 5 years of chaos radio experience where I just make things up. So, ins and outs, 2024. I think in should be... Oh my gosh, really pops right into the head. Yesterday we were walking around, we had some great times. Branch and I, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. Very chaotic. Did some walk into Davis Square, got some yummy bagels, saw some amazing peeps.
We did.
And what I would like to see in is more hysterical chaos, such as the spectacular 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, where it smelled like tea in the harbor. It'd be great if the harbor could smell great like tea. It'd be great if all the people watching that happened in that moment could happen. And in the same vein of what we've experienced together in the last 36 hours, perhaps, is when I was walking around in just my dress and no coat, like I often do in all seasons.
Yeah, you do.
It's really chaotic. But even though I do say it is chaotic, I got a lot of stares.
You did. You did get, yeah, people were looking you up and down.
Yeah, the up and down. Like, definitely the judgment.
So that's your out.
Yeah,
your
the
out
judgment
is looking
fine.
People up and down.
But the looking people up and down, I think people should stop doing that because. It was probably only like, I don't know, 11 a.m. maybe, and I was already telling Branch, we gotta tell these people to calm their kettle because there's too much up and down over there.
Yeah.
But so more chaos, less
judgment.
Chaotic looks. Yeah, judgment. Yeah. Branch, about you?
Okay.
In and out.
Well, one of your things that you said inspired me.
Oh, good. That's what I like to do.
I think in for me would be people watching.
Beautiful.
It's always a classic, but I think we should really not bring it back, but I think it's a great thing to do.
Embrace it, yeah.
So
embrace the uniqueness.
I'm gonna say that's in for 2024.
I love that.
What's my out? I would say my out is this is kind of based on like like recent Black Friday trends, but just overall trends that I've seen out is companies trying to give you fake deals.
Ah, smart. Like,
I am sick of companies that are out here.
Yeah, Branch, tell them.
Like 10% off. That's not a deal. That's not a Black Friday deal. So I'm not busting down doors for 10% off.
No, you shouldn't.
Or like certain coffee companies that they consider their deal like a $2 latte with any purchase that you've already made.
Direct call out for all you in the know.
I'm gonna say my in is people watching and my out is fake deals that aren't real deals that they try to get you to think are deals.
I think that's great. The consumers are smart. We're smart peeps out here. All of us peeps. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, this was a great segment. I loved it.
This is a good segment. So those
you
are
you gotta come back
outs.
Next year, Branch, so that we can do it again for 2025. Okay, good. It's on air. It's recorded now.
And good. And we'll see if these things went in and out.
That's true. We'll have a whole nother segment that's
review. You're in the review.
Yeah, you're in review. Yeah.
So speaking of songs from the new millennium.
Yeah, true.
We've got two queued up that were my picks, and you'll tell that because they are from the new millennium. We've got Taylor Swift with Christmas Tree Farm, and we've got Ariana Grande with Santa Tell Me. So which one do we have first, Ella?
We have Taylor because we may have to fade out Taylor and Ariana just to do the call sign. But hopefully, we're hoping.
Wait, it's within 55.
It's in. Well, we can do it
it's
right now.
55.
Yeah, do
okay.
it. Do it.
This is Branch, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Branch, I feel like I've taught you so well.
All right, we've done the call sign. No fade out needed.
No fade out needed. Well, stick around. Well, just playing Taylor. Here we go. And
woo.
Christmas tree.
Uh-oh. Nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe. Christmas tree farm, there's a light in the barn. We'd run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow. Baby, baby.
It is Ella and
Branch.
Happy holidays! Woo-hoo.
So that was just Taylor Swift with Christmas Tree Farm. And we are changing the order of some songs because we are running low on time.
As we so often are on What a Wonderful World. But we just want to thank you. Louis Armstrong's playing in the background to send us off. But we want to say thank you so much for listening in and for just being here with us. It was such an absolute joy. And it made me so happy. Thank you for being here, Branch.
Thank you for having me. This was What a Wonderful World with Ella.
And Branch on this beautiful.